And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the world. This one right here, Alabama. I'm talking about y'all. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. And I'll tell you, by the way, who else covers a lot of ground? That's our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers like a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care, with locations like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, and then six more locations around the Birmingham area, with the newest one being in Helena. Y'all, Southern Immediate Care, all their locations open 7 days a week. You can get your shots and your x-rays at the same place, and they will see all ages. I'm talking about geriatric down to pediatric. They'll see all of them. But this is, by the way, this is who I use. Me personally, this is who I use, and not because they advertise. I was using them already. I was pleased. I thought I could brag on this place. Every time I walked in, it was like clean, professional, friendly. Get me in, get me out. So I just asked them, would y'all be willing to advertise on Right Side? Because I could brag on this. And they were like, yes, we will. Owned by a Right Side ruffian, why would they not? So Southern Immediate Care, locations all around our listening area. If you need medical attention, you look them up online, find the location nearest to you, head on down there and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I got several text messages that I will get to momentarily, although I do have to touch on this one. Chris from Gadsden. This is the one you were pointing out to a minute ago, right? Chris from Gadsden goes, it'd be funny if the construction companies hired to build the wall would use undocumented people as the laborers. Ha! Yes, it would, but they're too busy getting free stuff right now, Chris. Somebody else texted in, unnamed. Do we have them in the system? If my system would quit buffering, that'd be great. That'd be awesome. All right, I'm going to have to just, all right. It says, your show today is spot on, the best info I've heard about what's really going on. I've known it for years now. Well, thank you for that. Tell us who you are and where you're from so we can plug you in the system and text us anytime. Glad you're in the system. All right, hey, you got a sound effect for me, because here's the deal. We got to spend some time here, the last little bit of the show, cooking up a batch of what we like to call home fries. Oh, yeah. Cook them up, man. Just smell them from here. Home fries. Stories about things that are happening right here in your backyard. We could talk about the national and the international all the time, right? But every once in a while, what happens in your backyard means something, too, and you got to pay attention to it. How about this one? I'm not seeing much in the media about it. A little weird. But 1819 News reports that an explosive device was detonated outside of Attorney General Steve Marshall's office in Montgomery over the weekend. Is anybody else talking about a bomb going off in front of the AG's office in Alabama? Haven't heard that. It's a very short article. I'm talking about like it's like barely two paragraphs. An explosive device was detonated outside of Alabama Attorney General's office in Montgomery over the weekend. Attorney General Steve Marshall said in a statement on Monday, quote, in the early hours of Saturday, an explosive device was detonated outside of the Alabama AG's office building in Montgomery. Thankfully, no staff or personnel were injured. The Alabama Law Enforcement AG will be leading the investigation. Anyone with information can contact us, and they give a phone number for ALEA, the law enforcement agency. So I have no idea the status here. An explosive device? What does that mean? I mean, was that like a grenade simulator that somebody stole from training and used? Because those things can make a pretty good bang. Or was it something legit, like a pipe bomb? I have no idea. But right now, that's all I got. Are you seeing this in your media out there? I'm not. 1819 News is reporting it, and they're investigating it. And it happened just 2 days ago. How about this one? I know this is going to hit home for some of y'all. It's going to be hard. As an Auburn fan, I am less bothered by this. But all you Bama fans are just now losing a legend. And I will say this, he is a legend. Longtime radio voice for the Alabama Crimson Tide, Eli Gold, will not return to the Crimson Tide Sports Network booth for next season. I mean, this really caught a lot of people off guard. They got a guy named Chris Stewart who called the away games this season. He's going to be filling in. I don't know if he's going to be the permanent replacement. But it says Gold, who is 70 years old, has been calling Alabama games since 1988. He's been at the school for 35 years. Anyway, the school came out and said that he was retiring. He came out soon thereafter. This story's on Yellowhammer News. and said, I didn't retire. They told me they were not renewing my contract. Okay, that's interesting. But it's also sad. So, you know, I'm an Auburn fan, but salute to Eli Gold. The man's been a broadcaster for years. He's got a voice everybody recognizes. And as an Auburn fan, I got to where I kind of hated hearing it sometimes because usually it was calling out things that I didn't want to have happen to my team. Anyway, how about this one? I pulled this from my Lanyap Mobile. If you're not familiar with Lanyap, it's spelled, by the way, it's spelled L-A-G-N-I-A-P-P-E, Lanyap. Lanyap from Mobile is a pretty good news source, and they will give you like deep dive stuff. A lot of it focuses on the coast, but every once in a while they dig into other stuff. And they're talking about in this article here that came out over the weekend, the House Pro Tem, which is in our case is a guy named Chris Pringle. He's a representative from the Mobile area, state representative. He told Lanyap Friday that we're going to fast track a bill to fix the IVF situation. So if you were listening yesterday, I talked about in vitro fertilization and the furor across the nation. Liberals freaking out. Oh, no, Alabama just banned IVF. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. Our state Supreme Court said that the law of this state, and it had to consider it because the case was before it, the law of this state will allow for a wrongful death claim in the death of an embryo in a lab. If there was, you know, reason to bring wrongful death under the, you know, standards usually applied. It's got people up in arms. Now, I get it. I think they're going to have to deal with the liability issues. They're going to have to do some shielding of liability. But what they're doing now is saying they're going to fast track a bill. So I just had a message that came in separately that I can refer to that says that what we're looking at right now is they're pretty much rushing something through, and that's not where we need to be. Knee-jerk legislation is never good for the state. Never. Knee-jerk legislation, you need to pause, catch your breath. Public policy should always be made in the cold light of day, all right? Do not rush this thing together. There is great information available from the state of Louisiana, which has had a good piece of legislation in place for 40 years. But in the meantime, they're going to fast track it. Senator Tim Melson has indicated he plans to move a bill through as in the Senate. And then we also have Representative Anthony Daniels getting a fast track as a Democrat in the House. And they're saying they're going to fix it. However, the problem we're looking at right now is, they're talking about bills that could effectively unhinge some of what we've worked on for years in the pro-life arena by changing what is considered life. That's not the answer. Deal with the question of liability. Don't touch what we finally earned through the Dobbs decision and others to be able to, as a state, decide what life is. They can't go down that road. If they do, it's going to kill the bill anyway, I hope. But there's that. That's happening right now in your legislature. Lanyap has a great article on it. Let's see what else I got here. This is very interesting, I thought. So I think this is Senator Chris Elliott, is it? No, I take it back. It's Representative Craig Lipscomb from right here in Gadsden. He has a bill that would criminalize local municipalities and law enforcement agencies from transporting homeless people to other Alabama cities. That's interesting. You know, there are some cities that are like, sleep on our streets. It'll be fine. No worries. And yet there are also some cities that are like, all right, we're going to put you in a truck and we're going to drive you over there. They can take care of you. And so they're cleaning their streets, which is, you know, a little dicey. I get it.
Not really cleaning streets.
Not really cleaning. No. But what they're saying here is
relocating.
They're relocating. Yes, they're. It's not even a renovation. It's just yes. So Montgomery, Alabama, AL Daily News, Alabama Daily News, our Todd Stacey's website. Says a bill that would criminalize local municipalities and law enforcement agencies from transporting to other Alabama cities people experiencing homelessness was carried over in committee last week at the request of the sponsor. Now, what does that mean? That means the bill sponsor felt like he had more work to do or he knew he didn't have the votes, one or the other. So Craig Lipscomb has a bill. In his words, he says, I take it back. This is somebody else speaking about his bill. He said, yeah, our neighbors to the east and west of the state who are taking their homeless populations and dumping them in our municipal districts for the sake of decreasing their personnel burdens, it needs to stop. I got mixed feelings on this. I do think it's absolutely effective for a city to say you're not allowed to sleep on our streets. But if they can't get anywhere because they're already homeless and they don't have transport, what do you do with them? Do you drive them to somewhere where they can? What if there's a soup kitchen over there, but you don't have a soup kitchen in your little town? I can think of towns in my district, one of which may have resources available, but another one that didn't have anything because the population was like 920. So the population 920 has nothing to support these people. So can they then move them to the soup kitchen or the shelter in another town to get those people what they need? Maybe even mental health care. The hospital might be in the other town. The counseling center. The VA center. The homeless shelter. So it's a bit of a rub here. Saying you can't transport them? Well, ever? What if they just need a ride to the place where they can actually get something that they actually need, and sleeping on your streets is not the right answer? So I think what they're looking at here is there's a big difference in purging your sidewalks and in getting people help. And I'm going to bet you money that Craig Lipscomb didn't think that bill through, and that it got brought to committee, and he decided to carry it over because the questions I just posed, it was like you were criminalizing trying to get someone help as opposed to purging your streets. Good luck with that bill. I see that going nowhere. I got several others. We'll cook up a little bit more home fries when we come back from this break. Last break of the day, I got several texts. Man, we were covered up in text today. Love that. All right, you guys. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Got a few text messages, then I'll do a few more home fries. Got a brand spanking new texter, Specialist Edwards from Madison. Appreciate your service, too, by the way. He says, Specialist Edwards here, veteran of OIF and OEF. That's Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom. Me too, man. Thank you so much for your service. He says, love your educational work every day on my return back to Madison. Sir, I do believe this intentional invasion is to overwhelm the U.S. and for those to wreak havoc and disrupt governments or government, state, and local, and let POTUS, the president, activate martial law and not have an election, if that's possible. Sorry for the delay. I was driving. I know the topic has changed. I'm a Trump supporter. Hooah. That's a lot in one email, man, or one text. By the way, thanks again for your service, and hooah back to you. Yeah, I don't know about the martial law thing. I don't know if they can get away with that, but I really do believe that we are looking at not an invasion as much as we are looking at an importation. They're bringing them in on purpose. A couple more. Ross from Huntsville says, Phil, question. If politicians ignore the law with regard to immigration, why does it make sense for us to try and beat them by obeying it with votes? What else are we going to do, Ross? Because I'm not going to advocate for trying to overthrow the government. Not at all. So your choice is to put people back in place. In this case, I really believe it'll be President Trump. Putting Trump back in place, knowing full well that he will immediately begin working the issue, because he will. What else we got? Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, dump the chump and vote for Trump. There's a bumper sticker.
No, I haven't heard that one yet.
That's I hadn't good. Either. I saw one on somebody's car the other day. I pointed out to Charlene. It said, mean tweets, 2024. Teresa from Town Creek says, I've come to realize the only thing Biden is good for is ice cream commercials. It is so awkward, too, by the way. Who does that? Stands there with this stupid look on his face. Uh-huh, I got ice cream. And like, man, you're the president. I know you're just like hobnobbing out there with a common folk hobnobbing, but it just looks goofy. What? Okay. Duff from Huntsville. I suggest they build a trench, not a wall, on the southern border. Less materials, less time, better deterrent. Make it a couple hundred feet across, very deep. Impossible to cross. If you fall in, the only escape is a hole back to Mexico. How about both? I'm for digging a trench, filling it with water, packing it full of alligators, and building a wall on this side of it.
I agree.
And I'm for, I mean, while you're at it, how about a minefield? Why not?
Some barbed wire in there, too.
I'm for that. All right, what do we got here? A couple more, and then I'll finish up my home fries. David from Huntsville says, Biden and the news media are criticizing Trump for what they call his racist remarks at CPAC. Black Americans starting to side with him because they identify with as many criminal charges he's facing. Oh, please. No, they see how he's being treated. They see how he's being treated, and they do not appreciate it. Yeah, okay. David also points out Trump's point is that people of color often believe they are unfairly targeted by the legal system, and they empathize with him. Fair enough, man. But I think they also just basically are tired of watching the system beat somebody up. Spexus Edwards, you're good to go, man. Appreciate you. Brad from Laredo, Tennessee says, I know it's been said before, I think we need to tell the illegal aliens to hunt for the pedophiles and then televise the whole thing and call it an alien versus predators. The winner would get citizenship. That's pretty good. That's very creative.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, shoot me up some other, shoot me up. Why did I say it that way? Hit me up with some more home fries.
Gotcha. Go.
Thank you. Ah, yeah. Smell it. Cooking up. So here's one for you. We've got a bill right now by Representative Philip Pettis out of Green Hill. He is a Republican. House Bill 186, currently in our legislature, that would stop political parties being barring their candidates based on contributions. So here's the thing. The Alabama Republican Party has a prohibition against accepting donations from the teachers' union. Why? Because they're against everything we stand for. That's why. So what Pettis is doing is toting the water right now for the AEA, the teachers' union. I mean, what in God's name? Pettis told Alabama Daily News the bill is important because a small group of people should not decide to take you off the ballot based on contributions you receive for your campaign. How about this, Pettis? You signed up to be a Republican. How about you just, I don't know, be a Republican? Maybe if you want to join a party, you have to recognize your party will have bylaws. And you don't get to legislate what your party's doing. John Wall said the Alabama Republican Party is strongly committed to protecting our children from indoctrination in the classroom by left-wing groups like the NEA. That's the National Education Association. So this is nuts. Jeannie Berniston, who works for the Republican Party, said it's keeping a close eye on Pettis's bill. Says, obviously, this is a bill the party has serious concerns with. We'll be watching into the session. The bill has not yet received a vote in committee. With about a minute left, I'm trying to figure out which one of these two stories I want to go with. We got one, State Senator Barfoot, good dude. He chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee in Montgomery. He says, DEI has worked to divide us rather than unite us. I would agree with that. It's Yellowhammer News. But then I think I might go with this one instead. 1819 News. So Joy Reid from MSNBC came out and just attacked Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, saying basically that he's all about slavery and illegal immigration. She says, why do we need more kids? Your party, Senator Tuberville, is the one screaming that 10 million illegal immigrants, which I don't even know if that's the number, makes sense, and just goes on to basically say this most innocuous stuff. Well, basically, Tuberville was asked about it on Newsmax. He just said, she is off the wall, man. And then he pointed out, and here's where I tie my whole show together. It's the great replacement theory. He says that's exactly what they want to do. They're trying to replace as many people as they can with people coming into this country that are not Americans, that weren't born here. Bam. There you go. All right, what an amazing show. I am just saying, you guys are an amazing audience. The only reason why we do this is because of y'all. Big Rig and I back here tomorrow at 2. We'll see you then.